Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Now, class, a short lesson on how to talk like Barack Obama and become president. First, you stretch out the first few words of your sentence and then cut off the last word short. Be sure to raise your voice at the beginning of the sentence and then lower it at the end. Now, to demonstrate, President Barack Obama.
As I've said time and time again, I have no real experience or accomplishments, but I talk good. Make no mistake, the country is bankrupt and has high unemployment, but I talk good. You're going to be paying higher taxes, waiting in line for the doctor, and paying higher health care insurance premiums. So what? I talk good.
This lesson brought to you by the U.S. Citizens Association. If you want to help run more ads like this, join us today. Go to uscitizensassociation.com. Membership is free.
Well, hello, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Vegas. Where are we at? I forgot.
Vegas.
Oh, we're in Vegas. That's right. And welcome to the show.
Now, class, a short
lesson. I don't know what happened here, but I have to change. What? My name is Richie, along with Lady L.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's
how are
good.
You?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking to all my friends. You know, I left Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm done with Facebook. I'm done with Twitter. I'm done with Amazon Prime. I'm done with all of them. Done with it all!
Done with it all.
And if you're listening to the program, you need to get rid of them too, because the only thing that hurts them is all that money.
Money.
Talking about money,
but
honey.
I talk good. Yeah.
So we have a new name for the incoming president of the United States who stole the election. His name happens to be the Grand
Lizard.
Lizard. He looks like a lizard, doesn't he, Renegade Nation? Lady, don't you think he looks like a lizard, like he crawled out from under a rock?
Absolutely.
So his new name now is the Grand
Lizard.
Lizard. He's going to come out of that rock with those droopy looking eyes and all that crap he has, those wrinkles. He looks like a lizard. That's why we call him the Grand Lizard. He will take care of you. He's already going to take care of you, Renegade Nation, with all the idiots coming in from Honduras with all the coronavirus.
Oh.
What are we going to do? Help me. Help me, Grand Lizard. Help me. Help me, Grand Lizard.
Holy-oh.
Holy-oh. Oh,
holy-oh. 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 Where did we get that from?
That was from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Holy-oh. You will listen to me. I stole the election, and I can steal the money out of your pocket. Oh, by the way, he's going to cut the taxes, the tax cut that Trump got. Anyway, you need to listen to the Grand
Lizard.
He will be there to screw you over, and oh boy, are you going to get screwed.
I will be there for
I'll be,
you.
Jesus, help me! Jesus, help me!
Wow.
Anyway, he will be there to take all your money, everything that you worked for, and give it to the people that need it the most, the upper echelon of shitheads.
And then he's going to deprogram you,
now,
allegedly.
Lady L, I need your attention, everybody out there in listening land. I need you to pull over and stop the car and write this down. I'm starting my own, what is it called again?
Deprogram.
Oh, my own deprogramming.com. You can go to deprogramming.com and I will be there as your instructor.
I will be there for you.
I'll deprogram you. talking about deprogramming, did you hear about, what's that, Gwyneth Paltrow? Remember we had the vagina scented candles?
Yes.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
Well, we talked about this months and months and months ago. And
yes.
Renegade Nation, we did talk about the scented candles having smell like vagina fluid or whatever she was doing, sticking them up. Remember I had a machine. I was going to invent a vagina machine.
Yeah.
Where you sit on the machine and it sucks the candle in and shakes it. Yeah. Anyway. So this couple in Britain mm-hmm. bought the vagina candle.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they were going to have a vagina night. And they lit the candle up, and it blew up and almost blew up their place.
Wow.
Must be awfully rotten down there.
Yeah, it must be. Pretty hot, huh?
I don't know. I would rather smell it first. Ew! Oh, God! Oh, you're disgusting. Wash that thing.
But they said they threw it out.
They threw it out. I would have threw it in the neighbor's house. Hey, you want to smell something good?
$75 and it exploded in their house.
Renegade Nation, it's $75 for a candle that smells like a vagina, supposedly, allegedly.
We talked
about it months ago. I wanted to start that business, but Lady L said, no, I couldn't do that. I had five girls lined up, and it's going to be like a machine, like a automated machine thing where it's going in and out. Boom, 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 like, you know, like having sex.
Yeah.
You just line up all the candles and they go in and out.
It exploded. So now it's dangerous. I don't think it's a very good idea. I mean, they said it was so hot that it turned their whole room into an
inferno. Yeah, well, I have a candle. You want to try it right now?
No, come on, please.
No. I mean, you know.
No.
I want to see. I'm like a gynecologist.
No.
I'm learning how to be one, so I'm going to be a candle sticker.
Ew. You're disgusting.
The candle.
The Chinese are coming to get you.
Holy
holy ho.
Anyway, the new name for Biden is the Grand Lizard.
Lizard.
In Renegade Nation, you know he looks like a lizard. I mean, look at him. I mean, he looks like he's crawling through the woods.
Slithering.
Yeah, slurring. Get ready to get screwed, believe you me. And all the crap that's been going on over the past couple of weeks, it's just absolutely crazy. But, hey, we had a great run with Trump.
We did.
And everybody was making money, doing pretty well. But the so-called know-it-all people, the people that are better than you, the people that wear suits. Oh, by the way, you've been hearing a lot of that coming out of people's mouths on TV about the suits.
Yes.
Yeah, I started that.
Yeah.
But I don't get no credit for nothing. I'm really hurt.
Sorry, Richie Randy.
Yeah, so getting to Trump. Now, Trump was on TV. He gave a speech, his farewell speech, because he's leaving D.C. He doesn't want to see the Grand Lizard.
That's funny.
And so I don't know if you know this, Renegade Nation, but Trump pardons the coronavirus.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he pardoned the coronavirus. You're okay. Don't worry about it. You can go. You're not going to be in jail. You're not going to be in somebody's ass and killing them.
You won't be in trouble.
So on Trump's last day in office, Renegade Nation, he released a slew of presidential pardons. And most surprisingly, out of all of them, Lady Al, though, was that among the pardons is the novel coronavirus.
Yes.
So it's time for unity, Trump said in the release statement, a time to set aside old grudges and come together. And that's why I am pardoning the coronavirus.
Wow.
We shall no longer try to kill it with this stupid drug, which kills it really well, but we'll give it and recognize it, how it brought us all together, how it taught us all about different things that can be now turned into masks, and how it helped us appreciate our homes, which we are locked in. And in a way, isn't the real pandemic the friends that we made along the way?
Yeah, I really do believe that. I mean, you learn your home, you learn more about your kids, you're stuck in the house, you learn a lot about your mate. And then I wonder why all the divorces are up.
Because they want new candles.
Well, I talk good.
Oh, you talk good, yeah, baby. Yeah. Constitutional scholars are divided on whether the president can pardon a virus. I'm not sure that makes sense, said the law professor Chester Dawson. Then again, the pardon is just one short sentence in the Constitution. So we mainly just have been making this up as we go along. It's all been made up. That's what it's been.
Yeah.
And now it's going to disappear with the Grand Lizard.
Yeah, I believe it will.
The pardon of the virus is expected to be a very unpopular move, as the deadly virus is quite hated by most of the country and has extremely low approval rating, although it's still higher than Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so from now on, and I'm not on Facebook anymore, so if you're listening to the show, listen to it, enjoy it, but you won't see my post anymore or anything else. And I appreciate all my friends.
Hello, fans. Hello, Paula from Philly.
Yeah, Paula and all the fans on Facebook, which there were thousands of fans. We really appreciate it, and we hope that you stick with us here at Renegade Talk Radio and Alex Jones from InfoWars and the gang.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
I'm a good speaker. I should be up there speaking. I should help the Grand Lizard.
You speak well.
I will give you.
What's wrong with you, Joe?
I can't get. Okay.
Get it together, Joe. Come on.
Where am I? Yeah. Anyway.
Go down low.
Say goodbye to the tax cuts. Oh, that's right. You don't even know about the tax cuts.
Boy, they're going to be so surprised at these tax cuts. It's going to strangle you while you are trying to get your way to work.
It's not going to be a happy time. You shall see, Renegade Nation. You shall see. But at least the coronavirus got a pardon, and I thank Mr. Trump for that.
Yeah, well, happy hour is over. No more happy hour.
No more happy hour.
It's a dark winter.
Yeah, and the Grand Lizard. The Grand Lizard will make sure that he takes care of your family and takes care of all of the people that are not citizens of the U.S. first before you.
Absolutely.
As long as
you
pay.
Did you see all that?
Yeah, you said as long as you pay the taxes.
They're coming. They coming to get your job.
Yeah, they're going to take your job. They're going to take everything. And then you're going to have more COVID.
They don't speak the language. You got more and more COVID. How is that going to take place in a classroom?
I don't know.
How? You're not going to be able to talk to them because they're not even talking English. I had that experience before.
That's right.
And
you
I
have.
Almost got slammed. I mean, this young man was from Dominican Republic, and he spoke broken Spanish.
He's
by cussing
dummy.
He was cussing in broken Spanish.
He's a
and
dummy
the, and the Hispanic kids knew it, and boy was he very, very slow, and they almost jammed me for it because he was a foreign student.
Well,
and we had nothing in place.
Aren't they supposed to teach them English when they get here?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
No, they just struggle and pass.
Well, maybe the Grand Lizard will put that into effect where they have to learn English.
Well, he will be there to take care of you.
You do that pretty good.
Yeah. I'm listening to you.
Have you been practicing this?
Yes. Right. Did you notice?
All right, lady, we're going to take a break. Renegade Nation, I don't know what I'm doing here, but... What? I pressed the button. It didn't work.
Why? No.
What am I doing?
Not again. Joe.
I'm having a lot of
problems. The Grand Lizard. Get it together.
Okay.
Forever.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what this is. This is from way back in the day on Renegade. Oh, we like to say, hey, JT. Hey, it was nice talking to you. Hey, if you guys want to be on the air, renegadetalk@gmail.com. That's the email address. Give us a holla, and we'll put you on the dollar.
Holla.
What's that? Then the music went off. I thought that was a really cool. What happened to this?
Oh, come on, Joe. Sleepy, creepy, grand lizard. Get it together, please, so we can move on.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. We'll be right back. Renegade Nation, hang in.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade
Talk Radio. Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie, along with...
Lady L.
And we're going to go back to the 60s. In fact, I think it was 1966, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas playing all this great music on Sky Pilot Radio. Check it out, from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. And I just love this song. This song was so cool back in the 60s. Everybody on the dance floor, let's do it!
Everything.
in my lonely room. Martha and the Vandellas going way back. Really, really good music. Better music then, but now that music sucks, don't you think? My name is, what is my name? I forget my name. Richie. I thought I was back on Cool FM. I thought I was on Cool FM back in the day.
Wow.
God, I forgot I was going to say Jeff Stone. I'm going, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
What is wrong with you, Joe? Anyway,
yeah,
the Grand Wizard?
I'm
What's going on? You don't speak well? What's wrong with you? Obama needs to deprogram and clean you so you can be clean like Obama.
If you want to go to the deprogramming school, you need to contact me directly at deprogramming@gmail.com and I will take care of you and I will deprogram you and put you back out there where you belong.
Well, I want to go a step further.
And what's that?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, the communist camel toe?
Yes. Proposes housing plan where everybody gets free 10 by 10 room and three meals a day. Well, how about that?
Well, that's why I played the song by Martha Rees and the Vandellas in my room. So they get a little 10 by 10 room,
yes,
and they get three free meals a day.
Yeah.
And, you just live there and get vagina candles and have fun.
Yeah, it says, following the recent announcement that
this is terrific.
Yes.
I am so happy.
That Kamala Harris has been selected as Joe Biden's running mate.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yes, Senator Harris was eager to share plans of her own if elected.
I want my 10 by 10. Can I design it myself?
Just wait. Oh, you know, you got to be clean, though. Harris has now unveiled a bold new strategy to provide affordable housing to the Americans she believes need it the most. Harris' free housing plan. Get it? Free.
Free. Free, well, free, free, free.
Yes.
I like free. I'm going. I want to be. I'm getting in line right now.
All right. We'll provide.
I want that.
You want that? Okay. It's here for you. Just hold tight.
Okay. And I'm excited.
You're clean. That's one of the prerequisites. You have to stay clean.
I think I got a venereal disease.
Oh, God. You're out.
And I won't get in.
Oh, shit.
And I got shingles, too.
Oh, forget it.
I got shingles and a venereal disease I think I got a candle stuck on my ass from
going in.
I won't get in. I won't pass muster, will I?
No, have too many, what did they say about the Obamacare? Too many underlying conditions.
Underlying conditions.
So you won't be able to go. Plus, you don't talk well.
I don't qualify. Well, I'm going to talk to the grand lizard.
Yes, maybe you can get in, but I don't know. So Harris' free housing plan will provide poor families with a clean, safe, secure, concrete room, armed guards, and three full meals a day.
That sounds exciting.
Truly, I can think of no better place for these people to be contained
did you say
to
contained?
Live. Yeah, contained er. I mean to live. I made a mistake. Containers.
It's a container. They're going to put you in a container.
Yes. Said Kamala Harris, smiling. And taking pictures outside the facility. So she's pretty excited. No one is more deserving of going to the big house.
I'm excited about this, too. I mean,
with the big guy,
enthused.
The big house, big guy.
This sounds terrific.
I mean, hey, you're going to be on hit.
When they make my little 10 by 10,
mm-hmm.
can I help paint it and put stuff in it?
Well,
or do they do that for me?
Stop right there.
Because I'm a real asshole over here. I don't know. I just want to make sure that I have the nicest one on the block.
Yes. It says Harris proceeded to give a tour of this exclusive gated community that she hopes will soon house mass quantities of people. Sounds like the border wall people.
Oh, the Honduran people.
Yeah.
This might be perfect.
Perfect.
Lady L, you're right. That's where they're going to put them in the 10 by 10s.
Yeah.
Oh, now I understand.
The housing boasts top level security, featuring high walls, barbed wire fencing, 24-hour surveillance, and dedicated guards. Not the ones from the White House, though.
Oh, okay.
Said the senator. From these towers, guards keep a watchful eye and can quickly defuse any disturbance. They'll be watching you.
That's terrific. I can't wait.
The affordable housing is laid out in fun, organized sections that they like to call, guess what? Cell blocks. Isn't that a gorgeous word?
Well, I have a question. Do you get your own prostitute in the cell block?
Of course not.
Why not?
The secret, let me tell you the secret. The secret to cutting down costs is our floor plan that combines the bathroom, the bedroom, the living room, the dining room, all into one place.
That's really cool,
exclaimed Harris, walking through one of the blocks. Additionally, each person has access to three government-provided delicious bowls of gruel every single day. That sounds perfect, doesn't it?
Oh, I can't wait to get mine.
One resident informed us he's tried to leave multiple times but has not been able to. He said he understands that Kamala knows what's best for him.
She sure does. She's terrific.
And that they're only keeping him there for his best interest and safety.
I am so excited to be a part of this. This is terrific. I am so enthused. I am so motivated to get my own 10x10. Oh, God, that's so cool.
When pressed for a comment, Kamala simply laughed it off.
Like the Wicked Witch that she is, right?
Yes. At publishing time, several reports indicated that there was a mostly peaceful riot in the yard. Ooh, but I know that those security guards, not the Capitol security guards, but these security guards, not the... I have a Joe Biden moment. The party that Joe's having tomorrow, the inauguration.
Oh, the inauguration party.
Yes.
We weren't invited.
Oh,
because I called Carmela, whatever her stupid name is, the communist camel toe. I got a rejection
goodness.
On my invitation.
Oh.
I said, please let me go, please.
Well,
please.
I mean, but you know, that sounds pretty good. This 10x10, you get three meals a day.
That's a good deal.
Your own guards, 10x10, everything, the bathroom, everything is
everything's
connected.
Everything's right there. This is terrific. I already signed up while you were doing it. I went on to the website and signed up. What's the website name?
What, did you get C cell block?
I got D.
You got D? Oh, yeah. I got C. We'll at least be close to each other.
Hey, we can have sex all the time. We just go from cell block to cell block.
I don't think so, Joe. Creepy, sleepy Joe.
Anyway, so moving on. If you order your cell block, contact whoever. Who do you get to contact to get your cell block?
Kamala.
Oh, Kamala?
Yeah,
okay. Contact her.
The bee.
I want mine on the beach, though.
Yeah, see, the Babylon Bee says contact Carmela.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, KamalaHarris.com.
Well, I want mine on the beach.
Ooh.
That's where I want mine.
I don't think that the container is going to be able to go there.
Well, no, they need to put mine on the beach with a couple naked women hanging around lifeguards so I can sit. I can poke my head out and look.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's a cell block.
You know who I am?
No.
That's not a cell block. I own my own cell.
C-cell block. That's what you're going to get. But if you don't get clean, you cannot enter. No application for you.
No application fees?
No application for you.
There are application fees.
Oh,
I don't have any money. I mean, I'm going to have to go mug somebody to get into the beautiful cell block.
Yeah, and then I'll raise taxes on you before you come back.
Raise taxes on me.
Yeah,
okay.
You need more money than that.
All right, so Renegade Nation, an abortion doctor arrested for not wearing a mask while killing a baby.
God, are you serious? Are you really serious? You're not talking about the abortion. You're talking about the mask.
As far as these Democrats, these morons go, would you believe that or not?
Yes, I would.
A New York, an abortion doctor working in the city of New York, which is a dump anyway now, has been apprehended by local health authorities for breaking the law while killing a late-term infant. While the murderer itself was legal, she was photographed by an undercover investigator not wearing a mask.
She didn't have on her mask?
My God!
Oh, she better be glad those 100 days of Biden hasn't come up yet. She would really be in trouble.
Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God.
Oh, she's going to get arrested.
The maniac seemed to have been doing this a good thing by killing the parasite in the name of the woman's health, but not wearing a mask by putting the woman at a 0.001 chance of dying.
Wow, what a big percentage.
And that's what the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, the Mr. Know-It-All himself.
Oh, I should have known better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we must do our part, Renegade Nation, to fight for the health of New Yorkers by upholding our mask laws for the foreseeable decade. And rest assured, Renegade Nation, she's behind bars and will not hurt us again. Now, the doctor, her name is Dr. Maria Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughter. has pleaded guilty and pledged to do better. She has been released and will be allowed to continue her practice as long as she wears a mask permanently affixed to her face.
Wow.
So she can kill babies.
Yeah, but she's not going to do... She's not going to be able to talk good with that mask on her face, so she's probably going to get arrested again.
I probably think so.
You're going to be in the... I read somewhere that the mask would be worn for a decade.
I got mine imprinted into my face.
Oh, do you? Ooh.
It's a new invention I have.
I thought that you had the...
I just wiggle my tongue like this. And it comes out.
That is so disgusting.
So yeah, you girls, you want a mask that where I wiggle my tongue and the mask pops out is really cool. You can do it too, the girls. They see a cute guy, they just go. And it comes out.
Yeah. But nowadays they'll probably cut your tongue off.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, study, Renegade Nation, a study finds most Americans support making the wall around the Capitol permanent to keep politicians in the wall.
Ooh,
don't let them out.
Awesome.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yes. Instead of them being afraid and crunched down and praying,
the Grand Wizard, Lizard, will be there to help you.
Wow. I'm sure he will be.
He will. He'll take care of everybody. And you know what, Renegade Nation? I firmly believe that we're in better hands than Trump. I think that he is going to just help us all along. And by the 6th month of his presidency, he'll be overthrown.
Wow.
That is my prediction.
But only if you're clean and you speak well.
Where's my candle? Oh, my candles just arrived from McGuinnith.
They are from her?
Hey, dudes, if you want a candle, and I have all different scents. I got blonde, brunette, black, Puerto Rican, Estonia, England, London.
Fully deprogrammed, right? Philly. Correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, completely.
They come completely deprogrammed.
Oh, hey, you're going to get a lot of money.
You know what? I'm starting. I already have 105 people just signed up in the last half hour.
Are you going to share?
Yeah. No, well, I might. Depends.
You might?
Yeah, I might. I have to do a lot of work to deprogram these Trumpsters. They're really disgusting people.
They have to be clean, too.
Yeah, they have to be clean, too.
So speak well.
I'm doing my patriotic duty by cleansing them of the Trumpster shit that's been embedded in them. So if you need help, Renegade Nation, if you need somebody to really help you and get rid of that Trump thing, I will be here from, it's called deprogramming.com.
Wow, that is so cool.
That's
you're
going
to deprogram the 74 million people that voted for Trump.
I got a great business, don't I?
Wow.
Yeah, I got to deprogram them, and then when they go through the next one, they get reprogrammed.
Yeah, then you have to deplatform them too.
I'm going
to
deplatform them anyway. So, Renegade Nation, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we have the inauguration.
Oh, that's right. The inauguration's tomorrow. Well, I have a date with Gwyneth and my candles, and I'll be drinking and smoking pot. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm really busy, you know. I'm a busy person.
That's what Trump said.
Yeah, that's what Trump said.
It's going to be too busy.
All right, we're out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The start of a new...
World order.
Yeah, new world order.
Clean and speaking well.
Right, we're out of here. See ya.
Bye.